Our next item is Colony Pool Service Incorporated, conditional use number 1924, site plan on Route 1.
I provided you a copy of this site plan. It's a site plan for a 6,250-gallon vertical storage tank. It's located on the Sussex Shores Water Company site. The conditional use was approved April 3rd of this year with 8 conditions. Those conditions of approval are depicted on the site plan. The proposed tank is 10 feet in diameter, 15 feet in height. It's surrounded by a 14 by 14 foot, 6 foot high chain link fence. There's a note that shows the required 18 by 24 inch sign. It'll be stalled on the fence for emergency notification. Site plan also shows the location of another sign with the emergency notification. The proposed landscape plan includes arborvitae shrubs surrounding the north and east side of the fence. It notes that the average height of the shrubs will be 6 feet, and we received approval from the State Fire Marshal's Office.
Thank you, Mr. Abbott. Mr. Abbott or Mr. Lank, I believe that condition H was added by County Council. Is that correct? The landscape plan is a condition of approval. I don't think that was one of ours, but I think it's a, you know, I'm glad the County Council saw a fit to put that on there. I think that's an enhancement to the plan. And just a clarification, the emergency notification sign, that's 18 inches by 24 inches, not 18 feet by 24 inches on there.
18 by 24 inches.
Yeah, all right.
Security box.
Mr. Chairman, regarding Colony Pool Service site plan, conditional use number 1924, my motion is for approval as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve a conditional use number 1924 site plan on Route 1 for Colony Pool Service Incorporated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.